Šis Santa Maria. Another singer that's been Shin Lamadalik, collect on Shabbos, with Siv Al to Siv Chav Aleph, the first Kol Mishnayis of Perkei. Over there, you realize the Mishnayis were switched around to the order in Shulchan Aruch. Where the goes to the Sefta, starts with Batilin Kishrei Kodesh. Next Mishnah is Batilin Sefer Matfilin, and afterwards, you Mazaydis Kehena. Pashas, the reason why I went in this order, because what's Mochashiv? Kishrei Kodesh, Tfilin, then goes Mazaydis. Mashaykin, afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch switched around and says Mazaydis. And then afterwards, it says Kishrei Kodesh. Kishrei Kodesh means if you're basing onwards. So maybe you can ask a question of why the Shulchan Aruch switched around. Is that when you say something first in the fight in Kisra Kodesh and Sifu Beis, Mishpura speaks out, what goes first? You have Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. He says Torah Shabbat is more Choshev. Not only that, a Mei speaks overrides that. You have a choice to say something on Shabbos, Eichel, and Kisra Kodesh, but what wins out? Mazaynus, the Godin, or Kisra Kodesh? Now, I don't see anywhere in Mefurish, but could be the reason why the Shulchan Aruch switched around the water. Is being practical. That means the Mishnah is discussing what's Kaddish over here. Kisrei Kodesh goes first. What's Chashivas? Mashenki and the Shulchan Aruch discussing the Arachayim. What do you say first? You say food first. The Chura, there is a Chloraya to it. The Gemara and Aplamam Beis by Shlomo Melech. Over there it discusses, Shlomo was sent over to the Beis Medrash. What's the Lacha that my father, Dovam left was Mutal Bechamel? Also sent another question. What's the Lacha? Klavim Shul Beis Abo, the Mice of the Hungry. Over there, they send back the base medrash that says, "Negir to the case of your animals, give them the veilus, you cut it up and give it to the klavim." And then it says, "Secondly, negir to your father, put a kicker and kicker vatinik on top of it." It says, "Gemara we see from over here that kelav chai is better than a remace." The fact they answered first as Rashi and Mopshat, the idea of klavim before they answer the case of a mace, we see it's more choshev to deal with the klavim over the case of a remace. Over here, we see what wins kitzur kodesh. A mace. That's what Mishabura says. If so, what overrides a mace, a kelev chai, or a remace, what wins out? Gemara said Lama Beis, a kelev chai wins out. So the Chor comes out, Apichesh ben Shaboy, you have a choice to say Mazainus or Kisra Kodesh, the Chor Mazainus. Because Mazainus beats mace, and mace beats Kisra Kodesh. So it could be over here that Chor, the Or. Yeah. Again, that is the side point. That's not the what you say first. No, both we have a limit. Both have a club over here. Again, we see over here, you have a choice. Not getting out with that looks like I'll do it. We see that you have a mace overrides Kisra Kodesh. We see that a Kelev Chai overrides a remace. So what do you have a choice to go say? Kisra Kodesh or Eichel? The Chor and Cheshvan come down, you say Eichel first. Mazin, not Mekorach Nefesh. And the Kelev wasn't Mekorach Nefesh either. The Kelev went not dying over here. And we see the Mazin overwent out. We see a Kelev overwent out. I know why either way, but I think it's clear from the Gemara that way. As I say, food for thought. Now, the Chazan in Hilchos Mishavua, he has two Akdamas over here. One in Chelik Alp Claudius and one in Chelik Gil Miuchod. In Chelik Alp, he starts off, that a person who learns Torah, he says, learning Torah is very, very choshev. Even learning examples, Kachem and Taharis is very, very choshev. He says, however, Chaz Chaim writes, the Ikka, Limud HaTorah, a person should learn, is Limud that's mainly Dei Maisa. Therefore, it's more important to learn things that Negei LaMaisa and learning Kachem and Taharis. Therefore, that's where he wrote the Mishnah Berurah. That means it comes out, Apichashbin, what you learn, you have two choices of Torah in front of you, Kachem and Taharis or Shabbos or Gehena. Said Mishnah Berurah, said the Paiskim learn Shabbos. One of the Makaris that come from is our Sugyo. The Mishnah says that Ein Karin, what's Ein Karin? Ksuvim. Ksuvim explains Rashi. People can read Ksuvim, the Moshe the Lev, and then miss out the Shir of the Rav Gizom on Shabbos, learn Halacha of Isseretter. Says the Beis Ephraim, you have a choice what to go learn. It's a bit of Torah in Eichos. Halacha overrides Sam learning and reading. If you have a choice what to go learn, Halacha overrides it. That's one thing, one Akdamo. Another Dama, Negev to the Chavetz Chaim, Negev to our Sigil, in Shabbos Miuchod, says the Chavetz Chaim, quoting a Yarmish Drash, אי אפשר כלל במציאס שנוטו מאיסה שבס אלו ימוד כל הדינים עבורים היטב היטב. It's not possible for a person to go through Shabbos without learning the halacha as well. If they don't, they'll be silly even nicer. And therefore, there are certain things a person can do on Shabbos that needs to be done. The same thing that he does that it's all depends how he does it. Example, he said, discuss the sugya of bar. You can do an act of bar on Shabbos. You take himself from Eichel. Lucky you even is the reisel. Chayv skila, b'mezit, shregek, chatas. And you do the same thing, take the Eichel from Psylus, but nice and mutual. You have the same type of saw. Depends how you do it. So the Chavetz Chaim, I'll give you a marshal. You have a fire in your house on Shabbos. A fire goes on the table. What to go do? He said, the person is borrowed. You don't have any time to look up the Mishnah Berurah. You have to learn the luchas, hate to. Very simple way. Get a guy, put wood around the table over here. Otherwise, the person will put it after you die. Mamash Ovi Sir. So the example why you have to learn Mishnah Berurah, because why can I sim in Shin Lama Dalet? I mean, some people like skip Shin Lama Dalet, they get to the secret Grom of a Zehu. So the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know hate to, because you don't know the fight, what to go do over here. Fine, so we have the first two Mishnahis over here, basically what to eat matzel. The next two Mishnahis in the parak is how to put out the fire. That means the next Mishnah Kuvchov is the sugya of Gromo, and Kuvchov Al is the sugya of Goy Vekotin. The end of the Simon ends off, and let's say you did not know these halachas of a Goy and a Kotin and a Gromo. Then, when you put out the fire, how to go do tshuva. So the point over here of the Simon is to know these halachas and not to get to the end of the Siv of Al negate the sugya of tshuva. You won't have that problem if you know what you're going to do beforehand. Now the Mishnah Nav Kuvchov, the Mishnah starts off saying, you have a delay over here, you have fire, and you have paris or shal gdi. You have this lead over here of a gdi, you put on top of a shaded tape of a migdal. Even though it can get singed or put out the fire, lemaisa it's mutter. What or we're discussing over here? Since we're actually the or is lach. In fact, we're showing them the Gemara Daf Mem Tes, one time we already had it simon ches chofei. The lachor, you have an or that's lach, nichli get of muksa. How in the world will it be metal to muksa? Put on the shade table of migdal. What's the answer? Metal to muksa over here. We learned about the sugya being mafshit last week. You want to move the R with the bosser, it's mutter. Without the bosser, I have to metal to R over here. So the Kiveka on the Gilead sends you to where Taisus Daphim test, the Maisa Kamlum to answer. It says, Taisus over there, that he says, Enechlami, Taisus over there, and the Smag, and the Rifa, they want Mataris. The case over here, it went not muksa. Either said Taisus, a case over there when you have Machshava for it. Therefore, it's not a problem they get the sugya of muksa. Or the way how the Ritva says, oh, there's a case that is Yavish over there, therefore will not be a problem. There was not a case to get to muksa. The mice, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, they close the Taisa Shabbos, and he wants to disagree. They tell him that the Stevens of Paiskim does not seem to be this way. And then we come up with the Mishnah Berurah, and he wants to say, that's not the halakha this way. And he wants to tell him that the case of here, why it's mutter, he's semich upon the first sheet of what he's saying in Simon Sef Beis. We know that Sef Beis, we have machlokes over there, the Sefer Akshumo. First, the Chalkim over there. Places, the Torah. What's the lachah negates the sugya being matal to muksa? For the person being matal to muksa in a situation, can a person be matal to muksa when you have a case of a person might be bohol? So when they come on the same truma and said, "Ma'aseh it's mutter," Machab wants to be machmer over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ma'aseh since we have the same truma, to make a matal to muksa negates to give it like her, he also have a right to matal to muksa." You have to realize first, Mishnah Berurah says the case will be of an or why moving it. Again, we have either one mahalak that Taisa is written in the smag, it's not muksa. Or you have Mishnah Berurah saying, Maisa, it is muksa, but still you have a heter. Why both upon the same and Shuman said base? Now, you have to realize the Mishnah Berurah is saying a massive chiddush here, because how's the Mechaba Paskin said base? It's Yish and Yish Oigim. Paskin Machum, there is no heter to muksa. Yet he comes along and says, what's shadow we had in Mechaba? They have a right to matal to muksa. That's not one cash from Mishnah Berurah. You can just forget the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah earlier says on Sif Yud Aleph and Oisa Bayis Lukulin Alma the Ilam matal to muksa. So why Dafka going to say about Shumuk? Could be going to everybody. But next year, the Maisa comes off the Mishabu, you have a right to Metaltel and Muxel, you have a right to Metaltel Ur to put out the fire. This we mentioned already one time, that we have a Nera that fell on top of your table on Shabbos, and it's lit. And you have a half a second to decide what you're going to do. Can a person pick up the Nera? Says the Shmir Shabbat and Chosin, Gil Sefer, in Maisa, Lan Metaltel Muxel, where do you get it from? This Mishnah Bureau. The fact that he says over here that a person has a right to Metaltel the Nera Ur, put it round on top of the shade table of Migdal. It also is the right to pick up the Ner, and therefore not to blow out the candle, but pick up the Ner and Metal to Muksa. We're from this Mishnah Brew over here. Again, we'll have to get to the end of this on the Simin. It's Sivcha Vav, Mishmah Sivcha, Ein Zayn does not seem to go this way. But Vav, we have one Yisrael over here. So we see the concept that a person has a right to Metal to Muksa, so the Mishnah Brew, they gave the Sugya of Hefzid. Now, in this Aloch over here, we have three different cases. We have the case of the Mishnah, the Poros or Agabi Kli, or Shel Gdi Agabi Shei Tev Migdol. It says the Mishnah, second thing over here, we have Mechitza of any type of Kli over here, and therefore make sure the fire does not pass on. And then it brings down Abyeisi, you have a case of a Kli Cheres, that's Mali Mayim, the person cannot do that, Mitzah the Sugya Gram Kiva is also. So first, what's Pesham the Sugya over here? Do we have three different Sheetahs over here, or we have two different Sheetahs? How many Sheetahs are there in the Mishnah? Are there, Shim Ben Anas says, Paris or Shal Gedi, and then we have Mechish Shal Kalim, and then we see three Sheetahs or two. Stigmos goes on further and says, Omid of Aram, a person has a talus over here, said, Oichis Boy is the Or, we have a talus like Kem Lin on fire. The loch is, he said, put water around it, from Kopsa Kopsa. First, the Gemara, we have a Bryson that said the same thing in a talus that got caught by fire. What you gonna do? The loch is, open up and close it, put it on and take it off, kofsa kofsa. Putting on water, you cannot go do that. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, how do you hold your life? Mishim Ben Anas. And he holds the mindset, Gram Kiva is mutter. For every Gemara, who says he holds this mutter? So the Gemara, the fact that Yehuda came along and ended up saying, the loch is the Yavei Chavis, Mali Mayim, like the Kharis is also, in fact, he asks the Gram Kiva, it must be the Tanakamo, holds the mindset, it is mutter. Not kind of Gemara. The simple reading of Gemara is we have two mandiyom in the Gemara. We have either Shim Ben Anas, the Tanakamo, it says Gram Kiva Lamais is Motor. And who asks it? Rav Yosi over here. Therefore, the Ritva of the Mordechai says that two sheets of Shim Ben Anas versus the Locha Rav Yosi. That means if we're going to pass Gram Kiva is Motor, who's that? That's Shim Ben Anas. The Gemara comes along and says Rabbanon, after two das calls Rabbanon. Why? They say because Rabbanon means to come to be passing like that. That's by Iker, Shim Ben Anas. I think Klal Yamachlik Shim Ben Anas versus Rav Yosi. The loch is usually like Rav Yosi. The fact that if you don't Rav, well, Shim Ben Anas, you can pass him Shim Ben Anas. That's one way to understand the Sugya. The second way to understand it, the Ben Chanan on the page, he says another way. He says if you read the case of Shim Ben Anas, you're putting the Ur Shul Gdi, so it's not Sinjet, but it's putting out the fire. It's a case of Grab Kiva over here. That's best in the Gemara's question over here. The Gemara's answering, we see from Yosi that there's someone who argues upon that beforehand. Who beforehand? There's a sheet in between. You have to put a mechitza of kol hakel and the maisetz motor. The Ben Chanan said there's three sheets in the Gemara. There's Shimon Ben Anas, there's Rabbanon, and then there's Yosi. That's very good why the Gemara calls the Rabbanon sheet. The Shimon Ben Anas saying only put a Arshal Gedi out singeing it. Then the second case of the Mishnah is Mechitza B'Kol HaKelim, that's Gram Kiva, that's Rabbanon. The third sheet of the B'Yosi is Gram Kiva, the Maisa's offer. But come that over here, that we have three sheets in the Gemara of Mechanina, says that by the Chananel, and we're passing like the middle sheet of like the Rabbanon. But actually, however way you go, I come along how we're passing the Sugyo, we're passing Gram Kiva as Mutter, either that's from Shem Benanis or that's Rabbanon. Mamshit the Gemara, and bring down three cases over here. Bring down the case of Nersha Kabay Tavlo, a person can nash the Tavlo that's Mutter. You have a case in Nersha Achrei Delis that the Gemara says you should be able to open it. The Gemara says, Loitlo Rav. And then we have another Braisa, Nerkegna Maduro, they want to say it's Mutter, also Loitlo Vabayo. Now, these things are not negated to Sugyo Tlaiko, it's negated to Sugyo of Gromo, and since they said the word of Kofsa Kofsa by the two of these cases, it's a Hemshech of the words of Rida Marav and Kofsa Kofsa. So Betzem is a side sugya, not negate, but ikir to the idea of Dleiko, negates the sugya of Gromo. So I'd like to focus on that Indian, and that Be'ikis can be the case of Simon Reishayin Zayin, which is intertwined with Shilam Dal, which Hashem will get back to. In Simon Reishayin Zayin, just to be clear, again, there are three cases by us in the Sugya. Menayas HaTavlo, that's the first case, Ner Achlodelis, and the third case, those are the three sif from Shavnar, sif Alf, sif Bein, sif Kimmel, except the Mechaba switched around the order. The Mechaba put the first case last. So I like to go to the order of the Gemara and go from there to build up numerous Yisraelis that we came across beforehand already, and really intertwine also the Sugya of Sarek Gromo and say the idea of Dov Shem Eskavim, sif Ratio. For most of the Ilum here will be a case of Chazara. The first case is not as a tavla. We have this board with the there on top of it. Says Meshmu and Lavdafka a tavla, even in the case of a shulchan. The loch is, says the Braisa and Kofsa Kofsa. Great for the loch of mice is mutter. Now the question is, why is that so? We have a simple question. The Gemara and Be'ah and that Chabez, the Gemara over there says, when a person has a case of Kaishul Shemin inside, you have a wick inside, you take out the Shemin, you even Issa the Raisa. Someone Mistabik Mimenu takes out the Shemin, you even Issa the Raisa. So the question over here is, if so, you have this there that has a cup, you throw it on the floor, Pasha Shemin is coming out. The Gemara says, Kofsa Kofsa. How in the world are we saying Mistapik Minaner? We're Chayin Gemara and Be'ah. Yet over here, the luck is, if it falls on the floor, it can go out in 1 hour, falls on the floor, goes out in 10 minutes. Maisa, if you take out Shemin, it's going to go out in an hour and not go out in 10 minutes, you can listen to Raisa. Here falls on the floor, it's going out earlier, the mice is saying it's mutter. That's the question that Achrayim and Rishayim are grappling with. So, Dicky comes out that it could be six Mahalchim, but all of them are brought down over here, and there are Negei Lachal Maiso. First, the way our taste brings down, it says there's Yishalmi over here. Yishalmi says the case of the Ner on Gabi HaTavlo is the case where the Ner was not lit. It's not lit. What's the chiddush of Menayas HaTavlo? They get a sugya of buses. You do a case of total ayde near. The case of me was not lit. The question is, how can you shake off the ner on Gabi HaTavlo? So here the case is not lit. Very simple. Maiso, they point out, says Lysius, read out the gear slow for denu, kufsa kufsa. It's lit. Well, he says Rashi ner. Says Rashi, it's study, look, it's lit over here. But we have one malach over here that we want to say the case of me is not lit. To answer this question, a second malach among the Rishayim. If you want to see the Ritva, the Ritva has all five Mahalchim, one after another. This Shita, that Shita, that Shita. Five ways to answer this question. The Ritva by us. The Ritva asks this question. And all the Shem is this question. So to answer this question, once the Ner is left, there are really two ways to answer, two groups of ways to answer it. There's one way to answer, it's not a Psech Ratio. We'll have to say why. Well, to answer it is a Psech Ratio, it's still a Smutter. One way has to say it's not a Psech Ratio, says Taisus. Why? There's no Shemin. It's lit, but no Shemin. You have a cup, you have a wick inside, it's going to fall down. It seems to be the Shemin's all inside the wick, and nothing's coming out. So you're not affecting the source of fuel, and therefore it's going to stay lit for 5 minutes when it's in the cup, stay lit 5 minutes on the floor. And if it goes out, it cuffs the cuffs up. But there's not a case of secretion over here. That's the issue that's the rush brought down. Another way to say it's not a case of secretion, says the Rashba, the Raivin, you read for, the case of the Nershal Shaiva, a wax candle over here, the fact that it falls on the floor, it's not Psech Ratio that can go out. The words of the Mishnah says it fell down Benachas, slowly, therefore Lamdavka will go out. And therefore, any fact that it flickers, I couldn't point out, if a candle flickers back and forth, that's not Nichol Negeda of Kivoy. That's zero, nothing. Right in the Sugya, you have a candle falling, everyone knows the candle moves, it flickers back and forth, that's not Nichol Negeda of Kivoy. So we have two ways of answering, says Rishayim, besides for the Yishalmi. It's lit, except there is no Shemin over here. Or it's lit, it's now Shal Shaiva. Both these Mahalchim are brought up by the Mechaber. Mechaber says, what is the Kimta over here? You have Menaris HaTavlo, with the Neren top. Says the Mechaber, either it's a case over here that's now Shal Shaiva, or the case over here where it's a regular case of Shemin, but there's no Shemin inside the cup, only inside the wick. Another good way to answer, a fourth way to answer, is really the Psech Ratio that's Smoter. Come on, the Beis Yosef, it brings down the Rosh, best in the Rosh, the Raven of this day. We know the Aruch. The Aruch sheet is that we have a cloud. The Psech Ratio, we know in Meskam by Oskim, what says Smoter. That's number one. a case of desecration that Gemara is also. That's clear. So the Bayev Rava, Shem agrees, Tavayel, by case of desecration. In the case of desecration, the case is Nichalei, and the case is Loi Nichalei. When the case when the desecration is Nichalei, the Gemara, Davkov, Gimel, Omen Aleph, or Telish Olshin, but the case of Arid Day, your own field, you enjoy the fact that the field gets better over here, Pashik Gemara says you Chayev. But Arid Chavra, you're not Chayev, because you don't really care about it. The question is, you're not Chayev, and therefore it's water, but you're not Chayev, and therefore the case is Rabbanon. So everyone here knows, Ksubis, or from the Davkov, Gimel, and Shabbos, Machlok is Tosfos versus Rosh, let's call it. The Aruch versus Rosh. The Aruch holds the creation of Nichalei the Maisis Mutter. Mashiach and the Rosh calls the Maisis also didn't drop on over here. Not the Raisa, didn't drop on. If so, comes along this case over here. We have in there, that's Shemin inside, it falls on the floor, you lose the Shemin over here. The Psychratio, the Nichalei. Says the base stage of calling the Rosh, the reason why it's Mutter, it's not the secret of the Aruch. But it's the moment, the idea of the Aruch over here. Now, this Aruch over here, the Paschus way, the Kolbay over here brings down only this Teretz over here to answer this question. The Rajman brings down one of his two Teretzim, is this Aruch, the Maisi Paschline, this Aruch, in the Ksubis, and also the Sugyan, and Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. The Rajman brings down two Teretzim, one he brings down is the Aruch. But the Chanal says the Minik Faisal is like the Aruch. That means we see over here from the different Rishonim in our Sugyan, they're going to Paschline like the Aruch. Do we Paschline this Aruch to the Rishonim, and Nichle is Mutter? So you saw already in Simon Shinchas. Simon Shinchov Sif Yud Ches says the Mechaber, but Ikro passing not like the Aruch, and therefore the Bialoch over here points this out. He says the reason why come to give these two other Tirotsim, our Taisin says the Bialoch, you know why? Because Roy Poiskin passing not like the Aruch, situation Loi Nichalei. As the Mai says, Osir. That means we have the Teretz of the Aruch, we're not going to pass like the Aruch, but certainly we shouldn't go with the Aruch Malach over here. But again, the Bialoch points out, we don't pass like this idea over here. Another mouth in the Sugya Gam is Psychration should be Mutter. Then we know already the Shiloh is Psychration by Darabon, what's the Halacha? I mean, come on to the Meiri over here and he says, this case is Kivoy. Kivoy in the case of Lacha Shein Tzvichel Gufoy. According to Shimon, Lacha Shein Tzvichel Gufoy is only in Darabon. What's the Lacha Psychration by Darabon? Is that Mutter or is that Osir? That means we have a Lacha in Simon Shin Yadalas of Cotton Hay. And he wants a kind of secretion by the Rabbanon, the Maisa is Mutter. It's Mutter. Says the Meiri, the reason why over here, the case of the Elam, Benash, Tavla, and the Nair falls on the floor, and then go out, the case of Kiva, is secretion. But the case of the Maisa is a situation of the Rabbanon over here. The Maisa, the Mechab, does not bring it down that way. The Mechab brings down the other Tirotzer. Says the Mogarvam over there, Arayah, we did not pass in the Rabbanon's Mutter. Sif Gimel. The factor came home to answer. Situation over here is not in the case where it's no Shem inside, but now Shal Shaivo. But the Meir wants to answer, it's the creation by the Rabbanans. Says the Mishnah, what do you see, Lalocha? We came out, Lalocha to be Machmer. What do we see from the case of the Mechab over here? Boy, we have Lalocha and Simon Shintes by the Sugya of Mukso, the person that has Mukso on the table and he wants to sit and learn. Says the Mishnah, you might move the table. Says, since it's not a situation, according to the will, the Maisi have a right to learn. Says the Sharet Zin, but let's say it is a psikratio of Mumi Mukso, you can't learn. Says the Sharet Zin, see clearly right, my real pasuk is a psikratio, but the Rabbanim of Mumi Mutalta Mukso Lamaisa is also. So we have this halacha that the Mishabur paskins, not to say the Meiri's Teretz over here, that the psikratio by the one of Lamaisa Mutter, a sixth way to answer this question, that means you have to really be, have these Shami's way, is not lit.
Himself say that
Lachshin
and the
group
would have together with
their eyes. Not over here, no. Not Miri. He wants to you sign up. Those who want to argue with him and say Lachshin and the group is worse than the drop on the truth. Those want to say that way. Miri does not say that.
Miri was last time I think Rami brought
up
the Miri.
I said they ran. If I said the name, I would say they ran. Now, so again, it comes out, we have one terrace, Yishami, it's not lit. We have a second terrace, it is lit, except there is no Shemin over here, and there was not Psikratio. A third terrace is not Psikratio, but it's the Shoshaiva. A fourth terrace is a Psikratio, the case of the Uruch. A fifth terrace is a Psikratio, by the case of the Abolons. The sixth terrace, very important terrace, Psikratio by a Gromo. We look at the Sugi now of Gromo. Gromo, Maisha, the Paskin, Loisas, the Kom Locho, Locho's also Gromo's Mutter, except we have an Isidra Abolon. Just the Rabbanon. Roma to go the in of scam of sequoia. How are we passing in that case? Says the Meiri Nochateres, you're throwing the thing on the floor, it's going to go out. It's a case of a Gromo. Gromo with the psikresha, the mice is going to be motor. Now the Chodim going to say, not like the Meiri, specifically in this case, it's not a case of a Gromo. Throwing the floor, the Shem goes out, you're affecting the fuel source. Therefore, we will not hold of it Meiri in this case. The Klal Shabbai, numerous Pesachim Paschim, psikresha and Gromo is motor. For example, the Hartzvi says, a person wants to open up his tris at night to let the air in. During the day, the sun's going to come, and the sun's going to go mamsh under your flower pot, on things that are growing inside your house. He says, that's a psik ratio, that's a gromo. My sense motor. Another example, sukkahs are coming up. Those want to know, then let's say people put the tarp on top of the sukkah, it rains, they want to open it, it goes down, if it's on the ground, there's dirt. When it goes there's a problem. People put plastic around the sukkah. So it hits the plastic, and it rolls off, and then goes onto the dirt. While place can say it's motor, why is it psik ratio with a gromo? The one time the what? Even slichlei, whether it's your field or not. Well, no one on machalik. Sorry. No, but he has a psik ratio. And said the psik ratio with a gromo. We see Shlomo Zalman, one of the main term by refrigerator. Psik ratio and gromo mice is motor. Psik. The fact who's we'll get to, we'll have to go the other way. They come from the other way. The gromo ikkis to be mach was a chumrot. Ben yol the das yochid. Well, I get that. We'll go there. So, it comes along again. We have this issue here that I want to. Paskin, like this territory over here, the Meister person has a heta of Gromo, but they do have a heta inside the Sugya of Gromo. Again, I'm going to in this particular case, the little get of Gromo. Now, after we have these 60 Rostim, come on the Mishnah, and he says, he brings down Ben Peres, the cold boy, that even though we have this idea to be matured, to pronounce the Tavlo, but still better to do Ali Degoy. Better to do Ali Degoy. Now, what's the Kimta? You have to realize the Ramah, when he says better to do Ali Degoy, is before he mentioned the case of Nelshal Shaival. The even come on the Mogarom Mishnah, sounds like it's better to do Ali Degoy by case of Nelshal Shemen. It won't be a case of Psik Ratio. And still you have a Heter. So, Nocha Klal, we see, Sekresha by a guy, we discussed in Mogav Ram's Tinnin Shinyan Dal Sekon. Hey, do you ever had the last line of the Mogav Ram? They point out over here from Mishnah the Mogav Ram a Makar the Sekresha by a guy the Maisit Smoter. No problem. That means, for example, everyone knows the Moshe Tshuva or Chaim Chelik Beis Simut Hamaches. You sit over there. You want to have a refrigerator with the light on, and you want to go open on Shabbos. You can't. Make light go on. Go tell a guy to open up the refrigerator door. I said, Psychration of the light go on. So what? Psychration of the mice is motor. Psychration of the mice is motor. Where's the Makar? This Mishnah Berurah. Psychration of the mice is motor. First of all, came out so far, this is seven you say this in Amos Kavin. Came out number one, Amos Kavin, the mice is motor. Number two, we came out, Psychration, I think Moses says, by us is also. Number three, Psychration by Goy, Mishnah Berurah, the mice is motor. Number four, the side of here is the Psychration to Loy Nichalei. Now, is this case over here? Is Machlokes Orach versus Taisus? How are we paskin? Says Bialocha, you're going to paskin not like the Orach. Mice can be also over here. A fifth point over here, the Rishonim to speak out. What is the kimto of the Orach that we want to retire over here? Is it loy nichle loy ich paslei? Read the Lush of the Rishonim and say it over, side the rich of the Rashba or the Rosh. Take over loy nahanaloy. Don't have a nut out of it. Don't care about it. The Rishonim say over the Lush of the Orach, not the Lush of loy nichle. Say the lush that they don't gain out of it. So they point out also in the Shem over here, a sixth point over here, a psikresha by the Rabbanon, so he wants to be Mekel, Meister going to pass him to be Machmer. The seventh point over here, a psikresha with the Gromo, if he wants to be Mekel, he wants to say over here is not a case of Gromo, but Iko come up to be Mekel, a psikresha in the case of a Gromo. Those are the first 7 points in Sif Gimel. Now, there are other points in Sif Gimel that we already touched other times, not discussing right now. That means there's a sugya over here, the Gia of a Moksa. I'm over here, we discussed it numerous times already. That means it came out that the Gia Moksa, the Sarf Dova Isser, the Mogavam, and the Taz will be Machmer. Rishabur does not go like that. He'll the Lofi, the Lana Tosh Moksa, Sarf Dova Isser, only Shash of the Nanea, that'll be also. There's another sugya, and again, the idea of bosses. That you plan to remove on Shabbos, the same as Tumah versus the Cholkin. Over here, the Maaseh Mishmua and the Taz go like a bath, but Mehefsid can be Mikkel. We also discussed by Arichas. There's another thing over here, Mishmua brings down that when you have busted the Isla Heter, the Chal is overwind the Neris. We discussed what defines Chashivas built upon this Mishmua. Also, we discussed that many Simon Shinyu and Simchas. I mean, there are other things that we discussed not to get involved over here. But the Maaseh, that's one case of the Gemara. The first case, the Gemara, we have a Nerak, a Tavla, and now it's a Tavla, the Maaseh, it's water. The second case over here is that we have a situation where a person is near Sha'akaya Adelis. Now, come on, the Gemara says, in Kofsa Kofsa, that's a Vaisa, and like to love Aleha Rav. Rav gave a Klola to it. Rav the Gemara, why give a Klola to it? If it's not any Miskavin, any Pasuk of Yehuda, the fact that you go like Mushim to get a Klola for it? No, this case over here, Saya Bayev Rava Gritavayu, case of Psik Ratio. Therefore, he gave him a Klola. Now, what is the exact akimt of this case that they're saying Narasha Akhredelis, the price wants to be Makel, and the Kimel Rav gave a Klola? That means you read the Machaber, he says three different cases, quoting the Torah, the Rosh, and say three different ways to understand the akimt over here. That means one way to learn the Sugya, says Rashi, is that the Nair is put behind the door, and when you open the door, the problem is the wind's going to blow it out. Wind's going to blow it out. That even in Rashi's world, that the Nair is behind the door, is sitting behind the door, the wind's going to blow it out. What does that mean? There are two ways to understand even Peshat and Rashi. One way to understand it, the Karmel and Salon says, the Bialocha brings it down. The fact that you open the door, you are creating the wind. Rashi understands that you are creating the wind, but open the door, you make a draft. You are creating the wind. That's one way. How the Ikdavishu goes, like in the Magar Rom, no, there's a wind about to blow, and standing by the door, you open the door and you let the wind come inside. Now that you're creating the wind already is there, and you open the door, letting the wind in. Again, what Malach Rashi is near Akhuri Adelet? It's Meniach there, sitting there, and you open the door, the wind's going to put it out. The second way you understand it, the Benech Hanano, is yet it's Kavua Bekaisal, it's attached to the wall. And when you open the door, you're banging now the Ner. And you're banging the Ner, you have a Bayam, it's on the Sugya of Kivu Vavaro. Now, exactly how is it, physically is the door banging into it? Says that people are going to have three Peshotim in this Benech Hanano. The way that the Magar Rom understands is opening up the door inwards. The way the Taz understands, you open up the door outwards, and the way the Prima itself wants to answer, the Ner itself is on the Mashgrave. That's how it's banging into it. Three ways of understanding where exactly the Ner is in Ben Chananel. A third Malach over here, the way Taz understands, is the Ner is Kavua on the door, attached to the door. When you open and close, the Shema goes back and forth. It shifts, it shakes back and forth. Therefore, the Mitzvah says when you have a lot of Shema, for example, Ner is Chanukah. When you, in the beginning, when you light there, it's Chanukah, you have a lot of Shema there, it's a big flame. When you have less Shema there, it's a smaller flame. So here what happens, you open the door, it moves the oil away. So you can have a smaller flame. When it goes back, you have a bigger flame. Therefore, when it's in you have a Bayam, it's on the Sugya of Avora and the Sugya of Kivri. Now, this Avora speaks out, when you have a floating wick, once it's tighter, what happens? It moves with the Shema. It's not a problem. The only problem is when the wick stays, the Shema moves away, you have less Shema. Your floating wick might will not be nichol in this chumrah over here. So again, so we have three different shitas of what the kimt over here is in Akhra Adelis. Either means near Akhra Adelis, or means the case over here is going to be banged against the wall, or means it's attached to the door over here. Now, come on the chumrah, and they point out that okay, we have a cash over here. We're saying over here, in these three mahalchim over here, that the b'risa of mice is mekel. The shalot is the mice of why is the b'risa mekel for it? Who we have reason to ask her, Kiva Navara, the mice is Michael, Aleph. The second question is, the Gemara says, reason to ask her the Pesik Ratio. If anyone read the Mechaber slowly, he brings up all three Mahalchim, like the Torah, like the Rosh, and he writes the first two of them, Shema, that might happen. So the Gemara calls it Pesik Ratio, and yet the Mechaber is saying, it might happen, it's not Pesik Ratio. And still he asks it. Number three, they ask, why does Rav have to give a klola on something? If it's mutter, it's mutter. It's also is also. You have to give a klola to something. So if it's also, tell a person it's also. What's the sense of giving a klola? So because they say, one you say to answer the same thing, says Ben Avram, Ben Rambam, according to his father, this case is not a real psik ratio, it's a korvel psik ratio. Most of the time it's going to happen, a p'rayv is going to happen, but it's not always going to happen. Therefore, the Ben Avram, Ben Rambam says it only did drop on over here. And therefore, since it looks like it could be an api, what will happen this way? If you have a chash of kibbutz over here, same thing that we read brings down, it's only korvel psik ratio, If you only give it a get it a drop on it. If we have a question, why say the word Sheva for? Says the Bialocho, bringing down the Pesach Shabbos api the Masho. It says the Gemara says a Psik Reisho, meaning it's Korv Psik Reisho. And if the Mechama has a Loshon of Shema, says Bialocho, the meaning Korv Psik Reisho. We give it a get of a Psik Reisho, but it's not Mamash Psik Reisho. Therefore, why say Shema? Terence says, why? Because Korv Psik Reisho. Why is the Vice of Matter and Kofsa Kofsa? Because not Psik Reisho. Why did Rav Kamlum give it a Klolo? Because the Ikka is not Osir. Because I'll give a getter of a Durabonon to aim Psik Reisho. I came along to Asir. That's first you said over here. Very important. You said Kofsa Psik Reisho is a getter of Psik Reisho.
What's the example here? Klolo or
Klolo? I hear.
Why wouldn't the example here?
Lalocha, we hold the idea of Kov Psik Reisho, so there is a written Ksubas in Nabal that says Psik Reisho means every time you cover the chicken's head, it always dies, 100%. Try it, you'll see. So Maisi said Psik Reisho is a Psik Reisho. And I think it's Kov, Maisi is not Nichol to get a Psik Reisho. Somehow I see in the Sefer Mo'or and Shabbos in the Chelekei, over there, he asked Lalocha, what's the Kov Psik Reisho? And Rav Yadav said, Rav Yashu answered back, we do not pass like this, be Lalocha, we pass it has to be 100%, otherwise not Psik Reisho. Kiddush. The Maisa, as far as I see among the Sforim, Maisa B'Alocha is quoting the Mashon Tois of Shabbos, and Bekin the Paz can go not the way. They say the Locha called Psik Reisho, as you get a Psik Reisho. We saw this society already in Simon Shin Yudalit, over there, by the case of the Chumas Adeshin, when you take a knife out of the Chavis. Over there, the word of the Chumas Adeshin is Kamat Psik Reisho. Kamat Psik Reisho. Then the Paz can, in that case of theirs, you might widen it, you're even an Isser. So we see Nochatan, the idea of Kol Psik Reisho has a get of Psik Reisho. The Chur coming to answer it. Now, there are those who want to give other truths in this question, how in the world the Mechab said the Lashon Shema. That means those who want to fact check when they said the Kol Psik Reisho, the way I'll be, only wants to fact check. One time, only over here will be Machmer. Since we have an option, do a Benachas, and you did not Benachas, if you want to say over here, come on to be Machmer. Or he gets involved, what's the get of Kol Psik Reisho? He says, maybe this getter of Roy Bimutr, but maybe Miat to Miat, might not be Machmer. Just give you a posh example. The person opens up his refrigerator door, we say, Avadis Osir. Avadis Osir. Maybe the light bulb burnt out, and this time we open up the refrigerator door, at this moment the light will not go on. So what do you say? I can open up the refrigerator door, because not particularly the light will go on. So he'll say, what do you mean? It's always going to go on. Always, not 100%. Might be one time, one night, go on. One of the other ways, reason why that's not negated to this Yisrael over here, I think everyone understands Yisrael, if something cannot going to happen, this has a get of a chashash of a get of a derais over here, of Psik Reisho. Now, so again, so the way the Mishmur is answering Yisrael, the Shema, he says, why it's called Psik Reisho? There's another way of answering the grass. Very important grass, that Yisrael over here. He said, the correct way to answer it is the reason why it's a case of a Shema, what he calls sub Psik Reisho. That means we know Enim Eskavin is Mutter. Psik Reisho is Osir. Psik Reisho means a question in the Labo, in the future, what's going to happen? Gur Kiza Sashlo Mito, I'm not sure what's going to make a chwitz in the ground in the future. Some call a sub Psik Reisho Lashover in the past. That means we have to be Aloch and Simish Nazayin, Sir Gibel, but the case I'm not sure there's Ruven inside the box. Can I close the box? So the look over there is, I have a box over here, either a refrigerator, I want to close the refrigerator door with flies inside. If I have a garbage, I want to close the garbage over there. So it comes along over there, the look is when I know the flies inside, and then it's a big box, it's mortar, to do up on it. Small box, it's osir. But let's say I'm not sure the flies inside. Can I close the box on the small box? Can I let it go do that or not? What's the question? It's a sub-Psik Reisho, they call it. Beer dover. The gate of Sub-Psik Reisho is always Lashover, it's going to happen 100% of the time. 100% of the time of what? I'm not sure. It's going to be 100%. I mean, if there are flies in the box and I close the door of the box, it's going to happen 100% of the time. What? I don't know. That's called Sub-Psik Reisho Lashover. I don't know the Metzius right now. Masha'in Kane, when I take a bench, one place and other, one time I make Chris, one time I won't make Chris, I'm not sure in the future what's going to happen in the future. The question is, Sub-Psik Reisho L'Sha'avar, is that, what is that? Is that a Sub-Psik Reisho L'Chumro? By Zvuv, it's Drabonim. By Tzvi, is that a case of Sub-Psik Reisho L'Chumro? Well, no, that's case of enemas kaven. I don't know. Is it mutter? That's what Klez the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah says if the gets the abundance of it's mutter. Either way, it's mutter. The gets of the rice says it's 100% tam might happen. Is that enemas kaven and mutter? Oops, the creation of my sense also. Says the Graz, that's who in this case. Over here, we have a case of Nersh Akre Dalet. The wind, when it opened the door, might come and knock. It might be here, I don't know. Subsecration, what's going to happen? Subsecration, that's lost in the Shema. It would come to the second, it's awesome. That means the Graz starts off saying a new strong quote, who wants to go against the Mishnah Berurah? Those like quoting the Graz, this is happening that says, this is the case of Shema. Why subsequation? It might happen 100% of the time. Mice in the grass, he starts off that way. That's the sort of the case of Shemo, subsequation. Have the grass in Mamshech. He says, but look at Simon Shneh Zayin, the case of Zvuvim, Taz wants to be Mekel. He says, look at the Ramban and the Ran, but the Sugar of Tziruf. That means the same way the Bialocha means, the grass already beforehand brought the same way up. The Gemara from Alpha and Beis brings down, you have a Kli that was not sure if it was forged yet, it was finished yet. The halacha is, can you put water inside and now do a case of psik ratio? The Gemara says mutter. In fact, we're showing them I, case of a psik ratio, it was not made clear yet. Says the Ramban, why Shema Kfar Nistifu? Maybe it was ready forged. Maybe it already happened over here. So we see clearly a case of psik ratio, the mice is mutter. Even the case where there's a chazaka, that it did not happen before. The chazaka was not forged, that was forged. Still being Michael. Grad is upon himself. The people come on the grass and knock on the halach seem to be maskana that way. Then he said a different shot, why is it lost from the Shema? Not like again the case of Kobe Sigratio, it's not like that idea. So why is it Shema? He says because it can be a moment in time you know what's happening. He explains from Lamosha, when you open the door at Tefach, a blow out the wind. When you open up a little bit, at that moment you can know if there's wind there or not. So since you can't know at the moment, therefore since you couldn't have the idea, it's Kain, now you have Kavanah for it, you still do it. Therefore, you're making Arachok of whether I know about it or not, but since I'm able to know about it, they're coming to me Machmeh in the case of Suffolk, what happened over here? Therefore, we'll see numerous places when they get a substitute ratio. They'll say, if I can know, it's possible to know, maybe Bayam is having grass over here, to be Machmeh, because they're not Nichol Geder of Suffolk, and more Nichol Geder of Chesaronity over here. Master Shalom Zalman discussed the gate of refrigerators. When you open the refrigerator door, the Hariya goes in, causes the mortar to go on. You have a bayam, it's on the sugar, maybe it's not sick ratio. When the grass should be a problem. He says, no, the grass case when I can know. But here I'll never know if I'm causing the fridge to go on. No one will know over here. See, one time, even the coin for grass, one of the chum of sick ratio. So I said, it comes out over here that we have a couple of Yisaitis in Psyk Ratio, four more Yisaitis. That means number one, we have Yisait of Karl of Psyk Ratio. We have Lachlan Mice coming to be Machmer. Second point over here, even Karl of Psyk Ratio, the way the Shem said over, Ben Avram and Rambam, Miri, be Machmer, the Geda of the Abonim. Come someone called the Rice, and the Korf Master, you'll call the Abonim. A third thing we see over here, the Sigil of Sub Psyk Ratio, the grass brings it down, the brings it right to the Ramban. That's in Miri also, said Mr. Brewer. That Sub Psyk Ratio, the Mice is Mutter. And a fourth thing over here is that the Chorin, in this case, let's basically ask a question, like I said, before we get the fourth case over here. We have a question over here. We're saying in Neresh Achre Adelis, the case over there, to put it out, we're saying it's osir. Now, when the candle goes out, is it nichalei or nichalei? Now, Achadels open the door, window blows out the candle. Nichalei or nichalei? Rashi is nichalei. So let's analyze the situation. We have it, Ner Shigabe Tablo. The look is Kim Nar Tablo. Says, you should not be the right of it, Lamai says, Mutter of Segration or nichalei. The next thing was case is Ner Achadels, Loit Lo Rav. And so the mice says Osir. The Chur Flanichale. Chur, we have a stereo of first case versus second case. First case is the right Aruch. The second case, it's Kashal Aruch.
It's horrible,
no, again, but that makes it even worse. A case of Vadai Neshagabai Talav 100% is going to put it out. the reason why, again, the Orach is saying, how do you ask the question? Nerakab Tavlin, Nash Tavlin, go out to Shem, 100%. What do you know why? It's a Grishon Lenichalei. Ner Achre Delis, you know why it's Ulcer? Because it's a Grishon. So what's Lenichalei? Both of them might be dying. Both of them, you check, forget. And Manas Tavlin is more Maisi dying. They might say it's more. So the friend Betsy asks this question over here. And we look in the brackets, and Sif Gimel answers this question over here also. He wants to time the case over here is in Sif Gimel is Lodi Chalei. Why? Because he's losing the Shemit. What happens? Falls on the floor. Nash Tavlo. Masha Eken, the Ner Afredelis, what happens? The Ner goes out, and you still have the Shemit. Says the Bialoch in the brackets, it must be a case of Nichalei. That means, according to the Aruch, you're going to have to answer a case over here of Nichalei. That's his answer, Sif Gimel versus Alpha, according to Aruch, according to Rishonim.
I could also be a Chalei, the ones that are Reza, ones that are Abana.
Oh, so we'll get to the next thing you're asking. Next point. Come along the route, but further, after he says this, let's take down the next question. The first case or the second case. The Bibi says, Neragabai Tavlo, the case over the Psegratia of a Drabonim. Why? That's how he wants to answer. Psegratia of the Mice is Motor. Mechab did not say that. Mechab says, No Shem Novir, or the case of Yash Nashal Shaiva. The Bibi wants to say, it's the case of Psegratia of a Drabonim. The second case. It's also the case over here in Nerisha Afridelis is Bokhar Shein Tzvi Lugufoy. It's a case of the Rabbanon. Again, we have a Kasha, we have a case of segregation by the Rabbanons. That Sef Aleph, the Maisa seems to be Machmer. And Sef Gimel, Kodmir, wants to be Mekel. Maisa says in Rashba, how do I know by segregation by the Rabbanons is Osir? He says from this Halacha, Nerisha Afridelis. It begins right from this din that the Maisa is Osir. We're talking about us by the Premier Godim. And it's also very good why the Mechabes of Gimel did not go like the Miri. He said the Loch isn't natural Shaiva. There's no Shem inside. Then if you go back to the Magavom and Simon Shinir Dalid on Sif Al, on Sif Kon Hei, he says, had an obsecration by the Rabbanon, the Mice says Osir. You know why? He says, Ein Sif Aleph over here, Ein Sif Gimel over here. Both of them are Sif Aleph, there's no Heter, you have a call over here, it's Osir. And Sif Gimel, Mice also asked, the reason why it's only Mutter. Because in there, there has no Shem inside, but no Shoshayim over here. Maisa Mi'iri has a problem with himself. He said, I have a kasha. I just said the reason why it's Mutter Sif Gimel, Nair Sif Tavlo, because it's the creation of Allah, Shem Tzvi. How in the world the answer case in Nair Shachre Delis? So he says interesting words over there. He wants to tie into the case that can lead to a deraiso will be Machmer. He says, for example, Mitzarev can never lead to a case of deraiso. That's why Mitzarev and Maisa will be Mekel, it's the creation by the Rabbanans. Which was the kasha of the Bialocha, being derived from Ibi, by case of the Rises. The Masha Enke, the case of Nichle, is tracked to the Rises. Therefore, in that case, it will also be Machmer, the Kabbalah of Locha, Shem Tzichel Gufoy. Each one exactly what those words over here mean. But actually, they point out, Nochi is sorry, the segregation by the Rabbanans. Says Yerashba from our Sugyo, we see over here the segregation by the Rabbanans, my says also. We have Nochi is sorry over here, that comes out very important from our Sugyo to get the Sugyo of segregation. Maybe take a step further, we have time, is that we learned last week about the sugya of being mafshit. That means the sugya by matzilah take a sefer, and tefillin, matfilin. So over there came out the Gemara Bigdan, a case of Erev Pesach, is Chalon Shabbos. The Gemara Bigdan, machlokes b'shmol versus Rabbanon, what to do the negate for Pesach. B'shmol says, adechoso, do mafshit. Rabbanon says to do the whole entire behemo. Says the Gemara, what do Rabbanon say back to Shimon? To Shmuel, I'm going to cash him until take him a safer, my safer. Back to the Gemara, what Shaykhah? One's a Malacha, and one's a Gemara, Rabbanon or Muksa. Gemara has a half of Omen of Shaykhah of Tyro. The Gemara ends up saying, in this case, it's also Rabbanon. Why? Do you like a boy the Ur? I do not need the Ur over here. That means, come along, the Gemara says, Matil take a safer, my safer, it's just like the case of being Mashit, because I do not need the Ur. When you learn the Aruch and Taisvis, came on the Rosh and says, where's the Aruch's Raya? The Lachim Segration and Nichalei and Maisa's Mutter? Why could you design on Ben Aleph to learn Kemoyle the Ur? You must say, I don't need the Ur. You have a straw bottom. Therefore, the Maisa's Mutter over here. So you want to pay two Sigyas over here. Learn Kemoyle the Ur. I don't need the Ur. That's the Rosh's right from the Sigyo. Says the Rosh, how do you answer the right from the Sigyo? And the answer, so you read Rashi in the Sigyo. Rashi said the reason why it's mutter, not mitzvah the segregation of Nichalei. Rashi said because the case will be a small strips. Once it's a small strips, the case of a shinui over here. The way I place it, how he wants to answer it, there's no chshivas over here, therefore not necessarily get up any pulley doing mitzvah the sugya chshivas, chson in the shir over here. So Rashi tells the Kambal Esther that she taught something not like the Aruch. Maisa Aruch says the Lachim Pesach and Nichalei the Maisa is Mutter quoting his Rebbe. His Rebbe can do as a Rebbe Chananel. Let him try to find where exactly is this Rebbe Chananel that Pesach Rishon and Nichalei the Maisa is Mutter. So learn the Gemara Kuvia Zayin, Hashem the Rebbe Chananel on the page over there. It says the reason why the Maisa is Mutter. The Gemara says Shokalei Barzai. What's the Shokalei Barzai? Says the Rebbe Chananel, the case over there is, has the Kofim as holes over there. That means Rashi had to answer the Shokalei Barzai, meaning the case of strips. Because it answers no Chashiv is Mitzan the Shir. Rebbe Chananel says, you know why? Case of holes in Lenichalei. Then we see, I mean, that's the Makor where Rebbe Chananel says, it's a great Lenichalei, a Maisa's Mutter. So again, we have the Orch passed in the Mutter, and the Rebbe Chananel says the Mutter, and Rebbe Chananel says the Mutter, and we have the Kolboy, and we have the Rajman, the Raivit. Machalish among the Rishonim had a Paskim, Machalish a Shokal, Maisa we passed in the Chumro. The two Makoris that the Rishonim will point out, Maisa is a great Lenichalei is Mutter, one on Kuv Chof on base, one Kuv Yazayin on Aleph, Kuv Yazayin on base. Now, another point we see in the Sugya of Mavshit is that we have a Teshi Shonim on Daf Hei Iksubis, we're down by the Mekubetes. It says the Lach of Nichalei, Psekresh Nichalei is a Dindu Rabbanon. If you look over there at the cook, Shita Mekubetes, it says, Loim Motosi Chaver Lashita Zub. I said, the art we shouldn't say, the Shubis Deshim seems to say, this is the Havmina, the Lach is that a Psekresh Nichalei is the Rabbanon. It says in Ritva, of being a chloride of segregation, the Nichalei is the Raiso. We're at the Gemara, Kofi Zayin. The Gemara says that a case over here, that when a person like a boiler or directly more ice and scab with the segregation, there would be a case of the Raiso. The Gemara has to answer the Shekhalei Barzai. Says in Ritva, this is in the car, clearly Nichalei is in the Raiso over here. If we have Nacha Sugim from the Yisrael from Mavshit, sub segregation of the Oroch Machlaikis, we have Nacha Yisrael from segregation of the Nichalei is in the Raiso. A third point they bring out the Sugya Mavshit again to the end of Iskavin. That case the is a case of Loyach Beslein. And yet the Rishon was thinking about the Aruch Maisa's Mutter. Says Rishon will be a Loyach Loyach Beslein is like Loynichalei. And therefore we pass the Mishmur and Sivin Shin Chof, Sivin Ches, Loyach Beslein, Loynichalei is the same thing. There's a question that Elam should ask, if anyone's thinking anymore, or they're getting a little tired from this, is that we know that the Dov Shem is Kavin and the Zmocha Shem Tzvich L'Gufay. What's the difference between the two? Dov Shem is Kavin is when a person does not have Kavana for the Melacha. That means when he takes a bet to one place to another, he has no Kavana for the Melacha. What happens in the situation, the Melacha happens. Melacha Shem Tzvich L'Gufay means Kavana for the Melacha, not for his Tachlis. A Chayfa Gumoy, Vein Tzachar L'Aforoy, Chayfa Gumoy, that's the Melacha. When he only wants to offer, that's the Melacha Shem Tzvich L'Gufay. The Gemara says, the loy kaboy loy or, you do not need the or. Gemara says, I in miskavin the psik ratio. Shokalei le barisai. Is that a case of in miskavin or molochel shein tzrich le gufay? He's being mafshi, skinning the animal. He's not doing for the tachlis of the skin. The Gemara is calling it, do shein miskavin. If I would say that, everyone over here should right away jump on top of me and say, what do you mean? That's doing the molochel mafshit, not for the tachlis of the skin over here. And David, the question is, how in the world the Gemara calling Edom as Calvin, Old Rishon grappling the sheet of the Aruch over here? It's a rogue sugyo. So the riff over here gives two ways to answer it. The Achronim have a hard time what he means. The Mimi has a mahalach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky tries to explain what he means over here. Nachum Bartzavis, the Shiva Smei, tries to give a mahalach over here. The Shtag Kashim, Kivegi Ratzim Tzatzarachim Gavim. I mean, if you think a little bit, of course, the case of it is not Dov Shem as Calvin, it's the case of Melachal Shein Tzrich Lugufay. Sorry? No, it wasn't Ames Kavan of Segregation. Where's the Gemara? More called up Segregation, except Shokalei Barzai. The Maisa comes out against the Gemara Mavshit, just 4 points. Number one, we see Dov Shem is Kavan as Motor. Number two, Segregation Maisa is Osir. Segregation Le Nichalei, that's the case for the Orach and Mishmur by Osir, we don't pass like Orach. And we see Nochag Isai, we have to define what Dov Shem is Kavan is, versus Locha Shein Tzrichel Gufay. The last case in the Sugya B'Os in Kuf Chof and Beis is a case when a person opens the door connecting the Madura. Again, Rav Yehuda said, "Lamaisa is Mutter." Came on Gabayi and says, "Give it a klala." Now, what happened? The Gemara says we have a gzeira over here of a Ruach Masuya or the case of En Masuya. Now, there's a very important insight we see from the Gemara. You open up the door, the wind's going to come and blow off the candle, will make the fire bigger. Luckily, the person is responsible for it. If you think about it for a second, what exactly are you doing? You're opening the door, then something else is coming to make the fire bigger. So in essence, you're a grommel. Myself, if you're a grommel, you did nothing. I did no pullover, I did zero. I opened up the door. I did nothing. Why in the world am I responsible for the fact that the wind came and either extinguished the fire or the wind came along and made the fire bigger? What exactly did I do over here? So again, we'll have to get to, and we'll starting from now, the side of here. This first account called Bitka Demayo. Bitka Demayo means, the Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin, the Moshe says, when a person ties up his friend underneath a case where there's a dam, where the water is not coming through, you open up the dam and go on top of your friend and he dies because of it. The Gemara says, Giri Didei, it's your arrow over here, and therefore you're a tzayach and you chayef for it. The Gemara says that Dafka was Korech Rishon, was Korech Sheni, is not responsible. So we see clearly first the Geir to Shar in Yonim, not the Geir to Shabbos. It's a concept that even though you did not do it, you only open up the dam that's being held back by this piece of wood over here, but something else that you caused it to happen, not called Groma, not called Gami, it's that Mamish might be dying, you would say Mamish. Bitka Demayo, Lashon Achronim, Gemara Betzem, Bitka Demayo. Kamal Garachi, it says, those one time that's not negated to Shabbos. Bitka Demayo is only geared to Tzich and other things. Shabbos only had to be done to the Mishkan. The Mishkan, we see no concept. Says Garachi, we see the idea of Bitka Demayo, and because we do say it by Shabbos, Rish Ayin Zayin. Oh yes, if Alf's the base, the fact over here that we see they close the door, open the door, affecting the flame over here, and responsible, you're chayim for it over here. This is the Makor that even though we have a pasuk called Sasekol Malach and Malach Osar, Ruam is Mutter, but with Bitkin and Maya, it's Mamish your actions, you act over here. Then, for example, a person when he does a light switch, he pushes it up and down. So someone taina, it's a Gruamo. I'm only collecting the circuits. Now what happens from the company goes all the way to the lights over here. I did nothing, I'm just a grommel over here. A grommel should not be a case of the rice. What am I doing exactly? Says Achiyaz, and to say that, you have to have the sugya of Bitka Demayo. It happens automatically, it's Korech, you're doing it right now, and nichol together if you're doing it. So we have one same see over here, that even though something is being going by you, being going by Korech Rishon, it's not nichol together of grommel, nichol together of mice be dying. We'll see the Chorah, if you learn the Rebbeinu Chanan, but also the page of Chof HaMeins, seems to go a different Malach. He says, yes, it is Gromo, but a Gromo on Shabbos, Melech Mashavis, I'll forget what Chayim for it, when that's the true of doing the thing that way. Then you'll have to get to Rebbeinu Chanan versus the Rosh. That it could be a case of Gromo that Melech Mashavis is Mechayim you for it. But first we have you say over here, and some albums are based. The fact of it is, when you open the door, and now the wind comes and makes it bigger the fire, it's not Gromo, it might be dying Bitka Demayo, or it's a grommel that you chayef for. They see Nochi side over here, when a person closes the door, even though the flame could go out, says the words of Mechaber, says Mishmuel will go out, not a problem here. The Maisa it's Mutter. Another important side I point out, there's certain times when a person can keep the way how it is by itself, keep going. The question, are you responsible for that action? Example, Shemin is supposed to go for an hour. You add more Shemin to it, now it goes for 2 hours. You're keeping an ass status quo. The Gemara says, I'm not called based in Bayo, you're chayim for it. Mice to be dying. You can, in another case, do a mice to be dying. And not chayim, it's mortar. Person did say no. You come and sit down next to the person and block the door, the animal cannot go out. The other person goes away. Did the mice be dying? This is the normal luck over here. The mice can be mortar. Those are the cases where you do a mice to be dying. Then there's another case over here, which is called a grommel. There's something that's called a meneo. Be masalek the meneo, or they have a meneo over here. That means you have an outside factor, the wind's coming. A person, when he opens the door, is chayef for it. They close the door, it stops the wind from coming, then you have this fire that will slowly, slowly go out. How in the world can you close the door? Slowly the fire is going out over here. Might see affecting them over here. We see from Al Gemara, the fact that you're affecting it by stopping an outside factor, that lemaisa is mutter. Rav Halperin, the head of Machon Technology, gives a very simple marshal. Your kid's about to go to the light switch, you hit your kid's hand away. What did you just do? You did an act of kivur avaro. No, you stopped the kid's hand from touching the light switch. That's what you did. Anyone understands that? The same thing we said over here is by when you're closing the door, you're not letting the wind come to affect the fire. And the mela, that's mutter. It's a very important you said over here. Stopping the meneo, affecting the meneo of the mice, that's mutter. Therefore, we'll get to sugya of grumma is very important to cloud. Something called grumma and the minaya. Refrigerators, everyone knows when discussing the motors, the engine, for it to go on, when you open the refrigerator door, the motor is off. What happens? Hot air goes in, cold air goes out, and you're expecting the motor to go on in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's supposed to go on only in 15 minutes, now it goes on in 5 minutes. The question is, are you allowed to go do that or not? Machloek is still at home because Shlomo Zalman wants to make a wine. The Iker, it's a grumma with the psik ratio. Api the Miri. Other than one side, it's Osir. Grumma's Osir. Maisa and psik ratio is Osir. Maisa is Osir. But the Iker even agrees when the refrigerator is ready running, the person has the right to open up the refrigerator door. Again, if the refrigerator is running, it would have went off in 10 minutes. You open up the refrigerator door, it's now going to go off in 20 minutes. Even agrees you're allowed to keep it that way. The only reason why those don't want to be machmer is because they're up to when the refrigerator is not running. Why is it motor for? How can you open up the door and let the motor go from 10 minutes to 20 minutes when it's working already? So you know why? Because the base over here. When you're not letting it affect the situation and keeping the status quo as is, that means you're taking away the thing that will make the thing change over here. That lemaisa is motor. And maybe if you know how the way the refrigerators are working right now, again, I think everyone knows the different companies to get refrigerators, there's Somot, there's Machon Technology, and there's Mishmash Shabbos. Mishmash Shabbos is going to be the signal of a timer. But Machon Technology, the way how they're working is, for example, let's say every half hour, it goes on. No matter what. No matter if it needs it or not, it'll always go on. Then, after a minute, it'll start seeing the thermostat if it's supposed to go off or not. If it's supposed to go off, it'll go off. If not, we'll stay on. So when you open up the refrigerator door, the only thing that you're doing is you're keeping the status quo to keep going and going. Go off for 1 minute, you open the refrigerator door, go off for 5 minutes. Keep it open longer, go off for 10 minutes. Where's the heter? So what happened? He came here to the Chabur and gave Shira. Motive from here is the balance of the base. To affect the outside factor to make something happen to get to the thermostat, why is it motive? The fact that the person has the right to close the door and therefore the fire go out. The fact that I open the door and let the wind blow it out, that's the only affecting the outside factors over here. I say, if you want to blow it to go, make go in, that's more what's the answer. But you want to stop something, an outside factor affecting it, I say, that's the that's coming from over here. But that's a very important thing, affecting the name of my sense mutter. My Menashem, on Wednesday, we mamshe the sugya of Bikr Grama, Simen Shalom Adalet, and I like to love in two chalokim, Simen Shalom Adalet, focus on that, and then the Shabbos box will be on that chalok on Sunday. Slava.
Still offer to open the door when there's no wind, right?